Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you live from the studios of Ways of Glory. Fortunately for us, our studio is mobile, and we are coming to you from the sunny skies of New York, New York. Just don't be deceived by the sun, because I am told that it is very, very cold outside today. And so I'm inside here in the studio, very warm, very comfortable. Thank you. Thanks to my family here. My nieces are taking very good care of me. But I want to welcome you back to Waves of Glory today. And we are still talking about growing in God, a call to maturity. And we began that discussion on last week, so we're going to continue with that this week, and hopefully we can grow from where we were last week. We as a people must endeavor to grow from the place of babes in Christ to seasoned elders in the things of God. And to endeavor means to put forth an effort. To endeavor means to be engaged, to be conscious, to make a conscious effort to ensure that it happens. Too often we grow older but not wiser. We keep repeating the same things over and over again. I think I saw a meme somewhere that said, don't continue to live the same year over and over again and call it a new year. Because it's the only thing that's changed is the date on the calendar, but you keep repeating the same things over and over again. And this is no sign of growth. But in the body of Christ, we are commissioned to grow up in the things of God. We are stuck on the milk instead of the meat. Paul, the apostle, admonishes us to forget those things which are behind and strain forward towards what is ahead. When he says strain forward, that means you may run into some resistance, to some obstacles, even internally from you wanting to be where you are, stay where you are. It takes an effort to grow up. When you think about babes in Christ, they start out growing naturally and easily and without any help except for the milk. But there comes a season in the life of a child when they have to decide to grow up. Their bodies grow automatically, but mentally, emotionally, integrally, characteristically is a choice as to whether or not we will grow up. Is there more in God that we are missing because we've camped out at yesterday's move? Are we, like the children of Israel in the wilderness, holding on to yesterday's manna? We have a tendency as people, when things are going good, we want to camp out right where the good thing is, and we want to keep repeating that thing so that we can continue to operate in that particular sphere of goodness. It's like for those of you in churches where the choir sings a song and that song is so anointed that Sunday and people are being blessed and healed and revelation knowledge is flowing and the pastor preaches a phenomenal message. And so what happens is the choir director thinks that the move is in the song. So you will find they will always go back to that song when they want the presence of God to fall in the room or to be felt or to be experienced by the congregation. They try to get it out of a song, not recognizing that it was not the song that was anointed, but it was the anointing of God touching that song. So instead of pursuing God and the anointing, they pursue the next song. And that's what we are doing here in kind of in the body of Christ. Instead of growing and pursuing the next level in God, we are pursuing the next reenactment. It's like a play in a theater when the next curtain goes up, the actors come on stage and reenact the same thing that they did at the last curtain call. But God's word and his wisdom and his will for our life is nothing like a theater or a curtain call. I know William Shakespeare at one point said, all the world's a stage and all the men and women in it merely actors. But that was his carnal perspective of what being alive meant. But that is not what it should mean to the child of God. We are experiencing our God and our Father on a daily basis. He is showing up in our desert just like manna showed up in the desert in the wilderness on a daily basis. God has, even through Jesus, given us a formula for prayer. He says in the prayer, give us this day our daily bread, meaning we are not to camp out where we were yesterday. We are not to depend on yesterday's revelation. We are not to depend on yesterday's experience with God, but each and every day we are to be seeking a new time with God. We know even from the beginning that the Bible tells us that God visited Adam and Eve in the garden daily at the cool of the day. It was a daily experience. It was something that happened all the time. And each encounter with God was fresh and new. And this is what God is wanting for his children today. Fresh encounter, fresh manna, fresh bread. We're going to go quickly into the scripture today with 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It says, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. He lets us know we're to crave the milk. That's in the beginning. But Paul lets us know that he wants to give us more than milk. He wants to give us solid food. So Peter is talking to the new Christian, new people in Christ. So like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow. In 1 Corinthians 3 and 2, Paul the apostle says, I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. And today my question, people of God, is are you ready for solid food? Are you ready to begin to chew? Are you ready to begin to digest the deep things, the spiritual things of God? Or are you just content with the bare basics? You know, we talked last week about the bare basics, the elementary teachings of salvation, of the laying on of hands. We get so excited about that. We're still excited about that. 40 years into the work of God, the will of God, and we're still just, that's all we have of God. And he's saying, listen, I have a new thing. I want to do a new thing in you. I want to show you great and mighty things. Call unto me in Jeremiah 33 and 3, and I will answer you and so show you great and unsearchable things. All the revelation that he desires to give to us, his people. Jesus said, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We have to be hungry for more of God. We have to be hungry for solid food. I'm thinking now, when I think about food, I'm thinking about my great nephews. They are one is 1 year old and one is maybe coming into 3 years old, and those young men are not satisfied with a baby bottle. They want to eat the solid food. When you pull out a plate of food, they're not interested in what's in an 8-ounce bottle. As a matter of fact, neither of them is taking a bottle anymore. But they have advanced to grabbing a chicken bone. They have advanced to eating the macaroni and cheese and the greens and the meats that are displayed before them. And they have teeth in their head, and they're chewing, and their little bodies are digesting what they ingest, and then they are growing bigger and stronger. And this is what God is asking of us. If we would desire righteousness, if we would hunger and thirst for it, oh my God, would he fill us? He would fill us with righteousness. And righteousness is right standing with God and with man. It is right living before him and before our fellow man. When we grow up in God, we grow up in love because what? God is love. And he gives us two commandments. If we could just get the two basic commandments down, we would be living an abundant life. The first one is love God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your mind, with all your strength. Just love God. And the second, Jesus said, is like unto it. That is, love your neighbor as yourself. So there's three people there, or three entities there, that are the benefit of love: God the Father, you, and then your neighbor. If you're not loving yourself, it's a sense you're not loving your neighbor. No matter what kind of activities you may be engaged in, your love walk is dependent upon whether or not you are loving God and loving yourself first. Ephesians 4:15. This is going to get kind of hard right here, a little bit sticky before we close out. But I'm just going to read a little bit of Ephesians 4:15 and verse 16 says, excuse me, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. My goodness, we could stay all day right there on that verse, meditating on the love, and that each part of the body must give, contribute some portion of love to the work of keeping the body strong, keeping the body well, keeping the body healthy. Every single part must come into alignment together. Not one part can be sickly or weakly, but we must all come together in the spirit of unity. It is love that unifies, nothing else. I said it is love that unifies. Sometimes I survey the churches in the land, not just in America, but around the world. We have different churches established. And actually, what we do have is different outposts. We don't have different churches. If we could get the mindset that there is only one Lord, one faith, one God, one baptism, and one church, we could love each other a whole lot better. There are many outstations around the world, but there is only one church. And of that church, Jesus Christ himself is the head of the body. He is the head of the church. Therefore, all grow up into him. He is the example of love. He is the example of righteousness. He is the example of power. He is the example of forgiveness and commitment and sacrifice one for another. And so if we are to be like him in his power and resurrection, we have to be like him in every aspect. Everything, every cell in the body of Christ has to be of the same DNA. Glory be to God. And it is the DNA of love. I want to thank you this morning for tuning in to Waves of Glory. I'm excited about God teaching you and me about growing up in love. We're going to talk more about it on next week. But begin to do some research in the Word of God. Begin to do the research for yourself about growing in love and what that truly means as you begin to interact with brothers and sisters in Christ. There is no way to be a seasoned child of God, elder in God, except you begin to grow in love. When your love grows, you grow completely into wholeness, into oneness, and that is his prayer, that we would all be one in him. God bless you today. May the peace of God go with you. May the strength of law of God hold you. May the unity of God connect you with the body of Christ for good. In Jesus' name we pray. We bless the people of God today. Have a great day and a grand week. And please, whatever you do, grow in God.